Hey y'all, welcome to Sisters United. Listen, we have an awesome show for you tonight. The ladies always get together today. Tonight is an open topic, so we look forward to talking with you on tonight, okay? So keep it locked right here and go ahead and share, like. If you're on YouTube, share, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. But we after these messages, we will be right back. Welcome back. All right. This is Sisters United. Listen, I look forward to my Wednesday nights. Last Wednesday could not be on the air. Had some stuff going on, but I'm here tonight. So what's going on? Want to give a shout out to Tiffany, which she's in the comments. Hey, Tiffany been tuning in and all that good stuff. And I got some surprises for you all tonight. Do you see these earrings, hunties? Do you see these earrings? Yes, yes, yes. Guess what? Doing a giveaway tonight, okay? Now, it's a couple of things I want to discuss because this week has been a trying week. It has been a lot of different conversations going on about this very topic, even right here in my house. Do you understand what I'm saying? The topic, well, some of the pieces of the conversation was women and money and the household, right? Do you give up a you for us? Okay. Another part of the conversation, men marry a woman with no job. Why can't a man marry why can't a woman marry a man with no job? Right? Who's in charge of the finances? Oh, it got deep here at the house on JD's Man Cave. Because y'all know JD's Man Cave is back as well. And JD of JD's Man Cave is always throwing us out some stuff. Do you hear what I'm saying? Another one of the things I want to just throw at you is, should a woman have a backup plan? Should she have a backup plan? And if she's making money, does all of that money, is the husband in control of all that money? What's going on? I mean, it's just different life. Look, it's different topics that happen in this household because we are both talk show hosts. We are both passionate about our opinion. Oh, this is a good one. Is the man more important than the woman? Since he's the head of the household, he gets the last word. That's the way it is, and she needs to be quiet and let him do what he, please help me tonight, women. I know this is hot. I know it is hot. Okay. Are you supposed to give up who you are when you get in a relationship? All of these are different pieces and bits in this conversation. When you marry, oh my Lord, when you marry and get his last name. See, some women don't even get the last name because they're not playing with you. Some women don't even take your last name just because, you know, just because, and let me go here. My mom was married to my father till the day he left this planet. Okay. And I know a lot of, we like to say old school couples that lasted through storms and all of this kind of stuff, 50, 40 years, 35, all of that, you know. But are we in the same crop of men? You can say, no, we're not. But let's be honest. Back then, men were cheating, beating their wives, taking their paycheck, doing all that kind of stuff. Are we? Is this about the quality of man that we are choosing? What is this about? And is it okay for a woman to lose herself in her marriage, in her relationship, relinquish all of her whole voice, her rights? Is it? These are just questions. I love my honey, my king, and all that. He's a strong man, and he got an opinion, and he gonna say what he gonna say. What do you feel about this, ladies, tonight? What do you feel about this topic? You know, in the Christian household, we tend to say, well, we say the word of God say the man is the head of the house. But does that mean you have no voice? Does that mean you are to sit down somewhere? Did you get married to be considered less than? You got a house when you marry. You got things when you, even if you don't. But or what are we doing? I read in my word that the wife submits to the husband and the husband submit to the wife. It's a lot of mumbo jumbo flying around. Also, should the household be tailored to the two people in the relationship, in the marriage? Should it be tailored to what you both need? Because once a man will say he should run the money and get to say so with the money. In some relationships, man ain't good with money. But you say, I tried that. And you look, we end up in debt. No savings, no nothing. Tried it, been there, done that, got a t-shirt, raggedy tennis shoes to match. So why not tailor the relationship to the two people who are actually in the relationship? Or why even, oh, I like this comment. Yes, Tiffany, come on, help me out tonight. Oh my God. Oh, listen, equal. I think a lot of people got a problem with that. Equal though, Tiffany. I like your comment. Find that one that's your equal. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Woo-hoo! That's a deep comment right there, because a lot of times when you are looking for a mate or waiting on a mate or somebody shows up, you tend to accept and settle for different things. People that ain't even in your, come on, don't even have your mindset, can't hold a conversation with you, not even, you know, but you married for love. Next thing you know, y'all, the relationship is crazy. Everybody talking crazy to each other, handling each other any kind of way, all manner of evil. it look, a mess. So it starts at the beginning. What do you want? Now, Relationships change. People grow. People mature. People get angry. People get bitter. People get mad. People start acting a fool, you know? And before you know it, the trust you had for one person, you don't have it no more. Now everything you doing, let's jump into the backup plan. Should a woman have a backup plan? True, should a man have a backup plan? But we're talking to the ladies tonight. Should you have a backup plan? A lot of women get into these relationships, and let me tell y'all, these modern day relationships, listen to me very carefully. Please stop surrendering all like that. We are not in a place, like some people say, oh, she wrong for that. But everybody needs to make sure you can take care of yourself. See, we put all our eggs in that one basket. I'm talking about finance. We don't think for ourselves. We let somebody else make all the decisions for us. Let me tell y'all something. I learned by experience. You have to make sure that you are being vocal in your own life. Oh, I like that. Oh, congratulations, Tiff. Look, I like this comment. Say, we are not slaves. We are equal. Me and mine is equal. equal at what we give each other. Oh, that's a good relationship. Look, but let's stay right here. But it could turn bad when you don't view each other as equal, especially when it comes to education, especially when it comes to common sense, especially when it comes to decision making, especially when it comes to matters they have to do. See, this is why I tell people, just because I married you don't mean that my life don't matter no more. I'm, you know, what I want, my desires, all that don't matter anymore. It matters how you feel, what you want out of life. You should be with somebody who has goals and you have goals and y'all work together to achieve those goals. But some people think that you got to neglect all that you are, all that you have accomplished. None of it matters because now you are. It's all about him. He is the king and I must, you know. But guess what? That's not how it goes. That's not healthy. And I like what Tiffany said. Look, we're not slaves. We're not slaves. Come on. Let's look at this next comment. I like it. It will be 11 years. So shout out to Tiffany for 11 years of marriage, boo. Yes. It will be 11 years Saturday and nothing has changed at all. She said, it's still the same as the beginning. See, that's what I'm talking about. You hear the phrase all the time, teamwork makes the dream work. Teamwork makes the dream work. But guess what? The team has to be working together. Have to be working together. And I like how Tim said, we're still the same. So you have to work to stay the same. And then to also be able to have conversations with each other. Not what I say go and this is how it is and this no. If we gonna walk this thing out together, we gonna walk it out where my opinion matter and yours matter, and then we come together with this thing. But in a lot of relationships, people feel like the woman has no voice. Let me talk to your husband. What your husband say about it? All this, what your man, where you know. And the truth of the matter is, we're not framed up in that society like that anymore. If you find a man that you could trust like that and you decide to give your every thought and every whim over to him, that's your business. That's what works for you. But for those that are struggling and you know it's in you saying, wait a minute, you know, I got a voice. I need to say something. If you got that conversation going on with you, then that means you need to speak. And you should never be in a place where you're scared to speak with your mate. That's a sign for show sign right there that it's an issue within the relationship. When you can't have a conversation with somebody, you're scared to have a conversation with somebody you're in a relationship with, you really got to check that relationship. What's up, Rita?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, doing fine, girl. Getting on this. Rita, let me run this by you so you can ponder on it while I'm going in right quick. So couple of questions around in my house and with other people on the job. This was a couple of the things that came up. Should a woman have a backup plan when she's in a relationship? Right? Women and money in a relationship. Should you give up all of you to, like they say, become a us? Should, and what does that entail, right? And we're going to get to the other one at the second half. But it's mostly about how should that relationship be? Do you give up all that you are as a woman to be with a man? Do you give your voice up? Do you give up your decision make? Do you give up whatever he tells you to give up? See, all this stuff, some of this stuff got to be crushed. I'm serious. Healthy relationships are mandatory. It's mandatory. First of all, look, if you're going to talk about marriage relationship, make sure you serious with somebody that got some common sense. First of all, make sure you are with somebody that cares about your opinion, that cares about what you think, cares about what breaks your heart, cares about, you know, your career, cares about what you got going on. We make such big mistakes by dealing with folks that don't care nothing about what you're doing. Oh, Tiffany, really in this thing tonight. Hey, Adonna, how you doing? Tiffany wrote, never change who you are for a man. Ooh-wee. Okay, Rita, what you want to say about that comment or any of this? It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Well, I guess in a relationship, you still have to be your own person, and you still have to respect each other's decision. You know, in a relationship, it's give and take, you know, but at the same time, you got to know how, still understand, don't lose yourself in another person, because it's not always guaranteed that the marriage or the relationship will actually work out. So if you put your whole dependent on another person, okay, what if they walk out? What if they just choose to leave or to say they don't want to do this no more? Then what happens to you? You know, even when it comes financially, I would never tell a woman to be 100% dependent on another person, because just in case he walks out, then what happens to you? You don't have nothing to fall back on. And it's like, okay, what do I do now? I done lost my whole self into this person. Now they decide to move on. And then you lost, you in distraught, like, you know, you trying to pick up the pieces and put your life back together, you know, especially if you totally 100% dependent on him. And right. I would always say, not saying you should, I don't know, the backup plan type thing. I mean, you still want to know that, okay, look, I got some money put aside to make sure, look, if something was to happen, you know, not saying that you want something to happen, but, you know, always have a savings account or have something established that way. Okay, if you need to move on or he decides to walk out, you can still, you know, move on.
You can still live. But you know what? That's so good to put out in the atmosphere, because we get so scared when we so-called fall in love with people. We be scared to hurt their feelings. We don't want to get into a confrontation. And we're so scared of losing them that we lose ourselves. We forget that we are a person. A lot of times women forget, hey, I'm a person. I have to make sure I can take care of myself. And it's very dangerous today to live as though we're in 1925. You know what I'm saying? To live as though, you know, okay, for example, men did used to take care of the whole household. They used to go out, what they say, go out and get it and come back with it, you know, and mama stayed at home and took care of the kids, which we're going to talk about that at the second half of the show. So mama stayed home, took care of the kids. He brought the check home. He got enough for himself. And then she paid the bills and ran the house. You know, we were in that type. That was the type of relationships that were happening that a lot of us saw. But it was also some relationships where the man was taking all the money. She had to stay in the house. She was under the finger of control, you know, and her whole life was contingent on what he gave her. Oh, I'm gonna give her an allowance. I'll give you an allowance. You can have it. But when she decided to get out of that, she ended up in a shelter. She ended up, you know, she ended up having to access a lot of resources, you know, just to make sure that she could survive, or even if she was abandoned with children, trying to figure it out, because all of his finances are going wherever he going, you know, right. Especially in Texas. Texas ain't giving you no alimony. It's not giving you no check. Okay. And not trying to make sure you still live the same quality of life. So it has to be, it's a hard discussion, but it's a necessary discussion. Why? Because like I say again, we are all individuals. And I think sometimes we get caught up in this imaginary place. Oh, girl, he got a good job. Girl, he paid the bills. Girl, he did. And you just totally immerse yourself in some crazy imaginary place and don't have. And guess what? That's why a lot of people that suffer from abuse stay in the relationship. They stay there. Girl, what am I going to do if I leave him? I ain't got nothing. I ain't got no job. Girl, that car, that's his car. That's his this, that's his that. It's very important in this day and time that you make sure that you are taking care of yourself. It's very, very important. But look, emotionally, physically, it's important. Spiritually, financially, you have to make sure you have something. You have to make sure. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. Can we just testify? Y'all know I always got testimony on anything. Can we testify? I've been there. Where he left, I got a house full of kids, you know? What? No money, no job. You see what I'm saying? Then he laughing. He got a whole nother woman. But I was so mad, but then I found out later I was mad at me. Because I wasn't prepared. I wasn't taking care of my business. I was so into some type of, you know what we imagine marriage is. The man is ahead. He going to make the money. But you have to take care of you. You have to take care of you. I'm telling you. Because, look, I thought it wasn't going to never end. I thought it was going to be forever. I was praying and crying and laid out on the floor. And, honey, was still divorced. was still divorced. Okay, anything else you want to say on it, Rita? Oh, you got a comment. Anything else, Rita?
I think that's it. Well, I mean, I think a lot of women now, in our day and time, is more independent. Yeah. You know, now, women kind of, started doing their own thing, you know, seeing what the women went through back then and, you know, being totally dependent on another individual, though that's how, you know, it was. Us, the foundation said, would a man take care of the household and, you know, the woman take care, you know, stay at home, take care of children, take care of the home. But yeah. Now women is doing just as much. They working 8 to 12 hours a day. The man working 8 to 12 hours a day. And so now it's like most women now has their own vehicle, has their own car, has their own finances, has their own business. And so, you know, now when you get in a relationship, it's kind of different than what it was back then, because now the woman has so much to bring to the table that, you know, now it's like, you know, like, sir, like, I got my own money, I got my own car, I got my own home, you know, what can you offer me, you know, other than, you know,
but
I mean, I'm just saying, because, you know, nowadays it's like, you know, a lot of women, because they have been through so much, that it's now like, look, it's time for me to, you know, secure my bag that way, you know. So if you choose to, you know, now I'm looking for loyalty, now I'm looking for a trust, you know, somebody that I can spend life with, not so much as for you to take care of me, because I've been taking care of myself prior. So, you know, in case you decide, hey, you know, I don't want this no more, it's like, okay, well, you know, handle your business. You know, I'm just saying, I mean, because now it's like you bring so much to the, women bring so much to the table now than it was back then. Mostly, you know, the way the foundation and the economy and all that was set up back then, you know, most of the time, yes, the man was the go-getter. You know, now the women are go-getters and, you know, taking care of themselves. And
so let me,
not
let
necessarily.
Me, so let me take you back to the top of the show. It was one of the things that was said this week, because I'm throwing this out there because I was talking about this with a lot of people. One of the things a man said was, when she comes into the marriage, her money becomes his money because he's the head of the household. And then he said his money, he said, when a man come in with money, his money becomes her money. I told him, I said, that's not true. I said, that's not true. I said, because the first time a man get mad, the first thing he do is start telling you that he bought all this. When I got with you, you didn't have nothing. When I he gets the name in. Telling you where this money came from, and I did this and I did that. And I wanted to talk about this on the show tonight, because you have to walk in wisdom. I know we want that rich man, and we ain't gotta work and do it. Look, but I ain't that one. I struggle as a single parent to raise my children, lived in the projects, had food stamps, all of this stuff, okay? And I prayed and I said, Lord, I don't want to, And let me tell you what happened. This happened after that whole little fiasco with that marriage. It was so hard to get myself back up with a house full of kids while he out there living his best life. I got a house full of kids trying to figure out how to feed them. You know, clothe them, no income of my own. Come on, listening to, and I love my church people, but listening to some old school saints, right? Girl, survive. You, a woman with wisdom, to live off the money that he can provide. But the reality of the matter was, y'all not in this. Look, these men today don't care if you eat, don't care if their kids eat, don't care where you gonna live, long as they got what they gonna get, they don't care if you happy, they don't care. Listen, can we wake some people up tonight? It's time. You've been sitting on your dreams, you've been sitting on your visions, you've been sitting on the plans and the dreams that God gave you, just sitting on them. But all of your prosperity and your breakthrough, all of your stuff is tied up in you. It's just sitting there. It's time for you to get up and go ahead and let them hands do what they do. Okay, and I'm not talking about fight, so don't get that wrong. But I'm saying it's time. It's time to get up. It's okay. And if sometimes men, can you hear me still, Rita? Okay. And sometimes if you're in a terrible relationship, I hate to say it like that, but when you're in a terrible relationship, sometimes that man can't handle you getting a job. He can't handle you having money. He wants you to make, he wants you in debt to him. He wants you. I'm just trying to give y'all some keys to a unhealthy relationship. He don't want you working. He don't want you out of the house, because some men feel better when they can set, when they over you like this. You make too much money. Oh, bring me all that money. That's my money. You my wife. You left the house to go. All that coming to this house. All that's unhealthy. God did not make us to live like that with each other. We're not, and a half of us, we are picking bullies. These men, some of these men are bullies. Can I just point out some of this stuff? Some of these men are bullies. They are bullying these women. And especially in the church, I see a lot of unhappy women being bullied. Okay? Y'all can't say it because you're scared. I ain't scared. We have to understand what is God and what's not God. Okay? God would never set us up to be in a situation where you crying in the shower, you crying in the car, you crying to your friends, or you crying in silence. You know, all of this is not, that's those are signs that this is not, that was not set up by God. Okay? Was that good? All right. Okay. Rita. Mm-hmm. I get to ask you how your day went. How was your day?
It was interesting, but I won't complain. God is good.
God is good, ain't he?
So, God is good. One of them days, but hey, I'm making it.
Amen, amen, amen. Yeah. Oh, we got another comment. Tiffany Smith says they are bullying women because they are scared. Let you fight back, then it's a problem. Oh, that's the truth. Oh my God, that's the truth. That's the truth. And then a lot of people think this is about married couples, what we're talking about tonight. Of course, I'm segueing into domestic violence. Yes, I'm going to get into it. But bullying has been in the Black culture for a long time. Okay, I know some people mad and want to argue with me, but let's be real. Bullying has been in the Black culture, in Black relationships, for a long time. I heard a man one time tell his wife to shut up and sit down. My Lord. Christian man told his wife, get over there and shut up. Lord Jesus, help me. Trying to get myself together. I've seen our Black men talk to their wives in such a reckless, evil, tyrant type manner. I don't know how they think that's biblical. I don't know how. My man right now. I don't know how you think that's biblical. I don't know how you think it's biblical for you to stand up and embarrass a woman in public. I took a moment of silence. Domestic violence is not just in the world, it's in the church. These women are being beat. And I'm going to throw this one out there. Men are being abused as well, verbally, emotionally. This bully thing has been in the Black culture for years, centuries. Where do you think that's birthed from? I'm gonna ask Rita. Rita, where do you think that's birthed from? Let's get to the root.
Now, what's the question again? You said bullying. Where do?
What do you think? As you think about it, the bullying that happens, the I am the lead. You do what I, you know, that type of thing in our Black culture. Where do you think that was birthed from? Do you know what? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sweater, kinda. Go ahead.
We place our men in as kings, right? Some people abuse their authority. Let me say it like that. Abuse their authority, talk and handle people any kind of way, especially in relationships. That's why we're dealing with abuse. We're dealing with verbal abuse. We're dealing with emotional abuse. We're justifying our actions, all of that kind of stuff. We're ripping each other apart, you know. What do you think about?
I just think it all goes back to a respect level. You have to be able to, I guess, and then like when a relationship or a marriage per se, you know, it's like two, like becoming one, because you're supposed to be, you know, it's like you become one, but it's kind of difficult to have two people become one. They different people, they like different things, stuff like that. So I think the respect level, being able to respect each other's opinions, be able to respect each other's decisions, versus like, I got control over you. You have control over me. You know, sometimes you have to just, like I said, give and take, you know, be able to compromise, you know, with different decisions or different, you know, things you have to do in a relationship to make it work. And I believe if a person, they truly love each other, you will be willing to, you know, make it work. It's not going to always be easy, but you definitely have to give somebody to make sure to make it work. But yeah. I think, like I said, I just think it all goes to the respect level, making sure he respects you and you respect him. And I think that starts in your foundation from the beginning, knowing there's things that you will and you will not accept, and vice versa. And if you truly love that person, you're not going to do the things that make them upset, or not doing the things that, you know, if I'm doing something that I know it makes you upset, then I'm purposely trying to push your button, because you already know that I don't like that, or you already know that, you know, it's going to tick me off. So yeah. If you continue to do that, see, nothing, I think they'll be like, okay, well, you don't respect me, or you don't respect my decision, because you know I don't like that, or you know you purposely doing it. So I think you just have to lay your foundation as to what's what, especially when you start in a relationship and getting to know each other.
Yeah.
In the beginning and time.
Also, I think too, you have to take notice to the people that when we're talking to women, that your man surrounds himself with. You know, if he surrounds himself with folks with men that I was talking about, man, you the head of the house, man. You letting her talk to you. You know, it's so many elements around us in our Black culture that influences, you know. We think because we are adults that we don't deal with peer pressure, but a lot of men deal with peer pressure, and they get to acting out and they get to talking crazy to you. And I think that it's very important, like I say, that you get to know get to know the person that you're with, okay? Get to know their past, get to find out about their family, find out, you know, did daddy beat mama, you know, find out if there's an anger issue, you know, because some people, they cover up their little anger thing, then You end up married, and all of a sudden, you come out of a bag on you. So it's very important. Look, I got to tell people, launch an investigation, baby. Talk to them relatives. Like some people say, well, I don't want to go to his mama's house. I ain't trying to marry him. Baby, you better go over there. You need to see how he interacts. Come on. You want to meet his daddy. Oh, he girl, he want me to meet his daddy already. That's the Lord trying to help you see who you're dealing with. You know? Right. Go find out. See their interaction. You know, it's a, like I say, it's a lot of things that go on in our culture, in our Black culture, that we can, we can heal from and work on right now. It doesn't matter, you know, doesn't matter. You find out what's going on with these people you're surrounding yourself with, these people that you are falling in love with and ready to attach yourself to. You need to find out, like I think we had a show where I said, you know, you need to see them when they don't have any money. You need to, you need to see how they act when they don't have money. You need to see how they act with, you know, when they're around their friends. Do they switch up on you and start handling you crazy? Right. Come on. I dated a guy that cussed me out in front of his homeboy. You know, just turned to a whole, a completely different person. Guess what? Lose my number. Look, I don't care. Lose my... Block, look, blocked all the way through the internet. I don't care what it was. Oh, look, he was blocked on apps I didn't, he didn't even know about. I just, let me fix this right now. But you have to, your life is important. Your future is important. Your happiness is important. All of that is important. God cares about the whole man, not just, you know, we think that he only cares about our spiritual walk. But he cares about your everyday life. He cares.
Yes, he does. Cares.
And he, look, and people, oh, I, God said I'm your husband. God said, look, if I didn't get the memo. I didn't get the memo. Look, if he,
right,
you know, all that, because y'all know, we deal with that in the church. Oh, God said, God said, God ain't told me. God ain't told me. You know, first of all. So we have to make sure that we assess situations before we get in. And if you are somebody watching and you are in a domestic violence situation, you've been making excuses for that person. Oh, well, he had a horrible childhood. Well, he just got a little mad. He apologized and all that. Come on. We ain't in that day and time where that flies anymore. That don't fly no more. Look, look, that don't fly no more. If he is putting his hands on you, you cannot fix him.
Mm-mm.
You cannot fix him. You cannot change him. A lot of us think we can change people if we just love them right. If we love them through the hard times. Listen, hard times mean that the bills are coming due. Hard times don't mean you got a black eye and a broke arm and a broke rib. That's not hard times. That's abuse. Okay, we have... Oh, we got a lot of comments. Tiffany Smith says, that's so sad. She said, I went through 10 years of physical, mental, and verbal abuse. I was married to a man that wouldn't help me with the kids. Then I started fighting back. She put, I had his car picked up. I left with my kids and move where he couldn't find me. Look at God. Now watch it. She said, no, it's not going to stop. Get out, please. Now that right there, it is not going to stop. His verbal abuse is not going to stop. Okay? Only God can fix him. You cannot fix him. You cannot fix him. Look, I was interviewing couples for my gospel soul one time, and this couple had been married like for 40 some years, you know. And when she was telling me the story, she said, girl, he hit me in the mouth one time, girl. Yeah, I was talking too much, girl, and he just punched me right in the mouth. And I realized at that moment that I couldn't play with him. I couldn't be talking while he was talking. Now my whole eye started twitching because I was like, excuse me. But she told it from her generation's mentality. Her generation's mentality was he hit me in the mouth because I was talking too much. You know, I shouldn't have been talking too much. That was her generation's mentality. And they were raised up in a house like that. You get what I'm saying? And I remember when I was growing up around my grandmother and all that kind of stuff, when men talk, a woman, them don't talk when a man talks. I was like, what? Like, huh? Mm-hmm. You know, a woman was scared of her husband, you know? And they thought that was respect. That wasn't respect. That was fear, you know? But as we, like I say, we can read now. But as we get, you know, at this generation, we are more wiser. We are, you know, it's different things that ain't going to fly. I don't care what I say. You hit me in my mouth. Hello? Yes. I'm at 8159 Herschel. I need you to come on, send a car out.
Yeah, we just did the moment of silence. Moment of silence.
I'm serious.
Ooh,
come on. We got, look, walk away, leave. Do what you need to do. Don't hit me. Do not right. hit me. Because it's some women, let's be honest, Rita. It's some women, you hit them.
I mean, because some of them mistake it as, depending, like you say, they're all right, they upbringing. Some of them mistake it as love. You know, they figure, oh, he hit me because he loved me or whatever. They mistake that as, you know, they used to it or they mistake it as love or they mistake it as, you know, I'm not going to get nobody else. Nobody else is going to want me. So I'll stay in this abusive relationship. Or instead of wanting better for themselves or being afraid of being alone, they decide to stay in a relationship that's not serving them no purpose. And so, you know, I don't know.
It's a trip. It's a mind thing as well. It's a mind mm-hmm. thing as well, really, because verbal abuse, a lot of women are trapped in that one, because if you were verbally abused, now this is for some people, because some people that were verbally abused while they were a kid, they not putting up with it. They're not putting up, but it's some people, like you say, like abuse is associated with love, verbal abuse is associated with love for them. And so for, oh, he told me that because he loved me, because he cared about me and he don't want me to look stupid and all this kind of stuff, you know, and they get the reasoning and all that kind of stuff. But it's like a mind thing. You have to, if they don't, it's a mind thing. It's a trip. Abuse is a trip, because a person that stays in it for years, a person that has swallowed, let's say swallowed their opinion. You know how you just sit back and say, I don't want to hurt his feelings, but he hurt your feelings every day. I don't want to say nothing to him because I'm serving God and I'm living right. But guess what? God loves you. And God wants the best for you. I'm just talking to somebody that's listening. I'm sorry I'm talking about, no, I'm not sorry. I'm talking like this tonight. But God loves you. And God wants the best for you. Let me tell y'all how I got out of mine. I got sick of crying in the shower. I got sick of being trapped in the room while he was cussing me out. I'm praying and crying. You know what the Lord said? Okay, enough praying and crying. Get out of there. Come out. Oh, yeah. Trapped in the room. Clowning me in public. saying little ugly stuff, making me feel like I wasn't nothing. He'll go hear me preach. He made sure after I preached, came home, he'd tell me, you ain't nothing. You ain't a woman of God. You a devil. You evil. I go right in the bathroom, wouldn't say nothing to him because I'm caring about him more than he's caring about me. So I'm in the shower just crying. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, say, okay. Okay. Get out of there. Get out of there. And when I went to get out of there, guess what? He went to jump. He went to jump at me. I'm telling you right now. He went to jump at me. And when he jumped at me, I said, Jesus. That man stood straight up, got his stuff. And he got out of there. He started getting stuff out of there. But all I'm saying is there's so many women that are dying in that situation. They're dying. They're saying, I'll do it tomorrow. They're saying, he's going to change. They're saying all of this stuff. A man burned his wife up before. Burn her up. Man chopped his wife up. Can we just take a minute? I just want to love on you and care about you and point out some things to you. He's not going to change, and it ain't your job to change. It ain't your, what they say, it ain't your bag. That ain't your bag. It's time to get free. It's time to get free. It really is. Okay. All right. Greedy, you want to say something else? Because I want to get it. I definitely want you to drop the information about the book and all that good stuff. I was looking at the time. I said, oh, I got it. I can't hear you, Rita. Your phone breaking up now, you're stuck. You might have to pop out and pop back in.
Okay. I'm good.
You went out again.
Am I froze?
You were froze, but now I can hear you.
Huh?
You froze again.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you.
Hold on.
Pop out and pop back in. I can't hear you. Pop out and pop back in because I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
They say they can hear you. Go ahead.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
She popped out. She gonna pop back in, y'all. She gonna pop back in. Listen, today's show was intense, okay? These are things we don't like to talk about because we're scared. We don't want to offend people and all this kind of stuff. But let me tell y'all something. My husband is teaching me a whole lot about standing up for myself. Stand up for yourself. Look, like they say, if you don't stand up for yourself, you're going to get rolled over. That's the way this world is set up. You have to stand up for yourself. And you have to be able to identify where you are. If it's unhealthy, get out of it. Get out of it. Nothing's worth it. Nothing is worth it. That car that you're trying to cut, that, you know, if I leave, I'm going to lose my car. If I leave, I'm going to lose everything. But you'll gain yourself. Okay? You'll gain you. Go ahead, Rita. Talk to her.
And what was I supposed to be saying?
Your book, you know, final
what
remarks.
You said, I'm sorry.
Your final remarks on the show and information about the book. We're going to try to drop book information every time.
Oh, okay. Okay. We were talking about the relationships. When they say choose your relationships wisely, definitely. And just make sure you set your foundation at the beginning of your relationship so that you know what is ex so each individual know what's acceptable and what's not. The book is We Blaze the Trail at www.weblazethetrail.com, and I have a page on there as Rita Nelson. If you click on the link, it will bring you to my page and you can purchase a book there. We're talking about leadership and encouraging people to walk in their purpose and live in their purpose, and you know, the different choices that we make in life, we must choose wisely. So you can find that book at www.weblazethetrail.com, or you can just follow me at Rita Nelson on Facebook, and the link is there.
Well, sounds
So
good.
next, see y'all next Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Rita, can you hear me? Rita, can you hear me? Tiffany, can you hear me? Anybody, can you hear me? Okay, you can hear me. Okay. All right, y'all. So we got to do a giveaway.
I can now, yeah.
Okay, we gotta do a giveaway. So I need y'all to be still. Let me go get the giveaway.
Yes.
And because Tiffany, I already know that she won. And I told y'all, I'm making yarn tassel earrings, and she's winning yarn tassel earrings tonight.
I can hear you.
So, you can hear me. Okay. So, guess what? Just a minute. Going to get these earrings. All right, here we go. So, we had a good show tonight. And yes, these are, I want to do like I'm on the Price is Right. Tiffany, come on down. I'm just playing. So I've gotten into making yarn tassel earrings. So these are Tiffany's yarn tassel earrings that she won tonight. Yes, I love them. I love those. And look, yes. I'm making them in all colors. All colors. I have red. Look, let me tell y'all something. Going crazy over here with these tassel earrings, honey. You know, I was riding in the car and the Lord said, earrings. Well, I don't know if it was the Lord. Could have just been me. And I came home and began to make these earrings. And when I say by the time I finished, I had made over 10 pair of these earrings in all kinds of colors. And tonight, I'm going to make some turquoise earrings. Oh, and some more purple ones.
Yeah,
I'm telling y'all. And I made some that are African colors. When I say them babies are beautiful, and see, I like them. Anyway, Tiffany, you won tonight. The beautiful tassel earring. Oh my God. So you're the winner. I want you to share this show. If you are on YouTube, I want you to hit that like button. It's one of them ways. I don't know. Subscribe and all that. Okay. Like, what did it say? Like, comment, and subscribe. All of those good things. I'm gonna do a giveaway next week as well. Okay, and I don't know, y'all. These tassel earrings are really, really catching on. Okay, and I'm thinking to the year before Christmas, I may do a giveaway of a set.
How much are they?
I think our video is not up with each other, Reed. Can you pop out and pop back in? Because we off. I can't hear you. Can you hear me?
I want red.
You want red? I got you. I got you. Okay, so y'all got to make sure y'all keep up with me. Keep up with me. Make sure you go to my page, Wacky Crack, okay? I know it sounds crazy, but it's funny. It's funny. Go to Wacky Crack T-shirt shop. I have a group. I'm about to start doing giveaways in the group, okay? I'm about to start doing these giveaways in the group, and I'm telling y'all right now, y'all need to be in the group. Just like Tiffany won these. Hold on. I got to show you these. Listen. Just like Tiffany won those, let me tell y'all something. I just did these African colors. Aren't they beautiful? Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. And these are my daughter's favorites. Huh? Now, these are my daughter's favorite right here. Show oh, my God.
Again.
Oh, the African one. And then I have those. Listen. These are the red ones. Well, I'm doing some more red ones of a brighter red tonight. And, oh my God, y'all. Let me tell y'all. I'm about to have, look, y'all got to get ready. You got to get ready. Y'all got to stay tuned to Wacky Crack because you never know what I'm going to be sharing on Wacky Crack. Okay? So stop playing and make sure you join the group. Make sure you join the group. Look at those. I put a little wire embellishment on those. Join the group, y'all. Join Wacky Crack. I got some more stuff coming. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Okay, y'all. We love you all. Rita, anything else you want to say tonight? We got some technical difficulties going on, y'all. And I hope y'all heard everything we said tonight. We are very serious. Get out of that bad relationship. God has so much more for you. He has so much more for you. Fight for your identity. Like top of the show, we were talking about, really, it was about fighting for your identity. Who you are unique. There is no one like you. And don't give that person up for nobody. Please don't. All right. Okay, Tiffany, make sure you inbox me, girl, so you can get your earrings. Don't be playing with me now. Don't play with me. Love you, Rita. Ha, ha, ha.